This recording, Nova Scotia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arc, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to the legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. After my naive childhood, as far as the opposite sex goes, sports took up most of my life and played a number of them. Not that successfully, but quite a few sports I've been involved in. And then one day, the famous four that I've already mentioned, we played bridge. And of course, that again in those days was something that 17 and 18 year old boys didn't do very often, so people probably thought we were quite strange. We'd have all night bridge games. And at one of those bridge games, my friend, who was quite intelligent, who made very high marks in school and finished university at a young age, decided that because I was pretty good in bridge, that I should also go to university, because up until that time I had not done very well in school. So about 4 o'clock in the morning, one morning after about 4 hours of discussion, he convinced me that I was a prime candidate for university. So there I was with my grade 11 partial, and had to come up with 2.5 subjects in grade 11 to continue on to go to university. So I worked at part-time jobs and full-time jobs and studied for about a year to get my, what they called in those days, provincial examinations. So I wrote the provincial examinations and did pass them, and the marks weren't too bad, so I went on to university. And there, I spent probably 8 years to get 5 years, so I still wasn't a great student, but I did manage to get that degree, and also the education degree as well, and went on to teach for 4 years. I went to New Germany, Nova Scotia, and where I had an opportunity to teach right out of university, and spent 4 years there in the Bridgewater, New Germany area. And it was a good experience, but I'm afraid I was a Halifax born and bred person and couldn't really live in the country, especially without a family or anything to settle down. So I eventually left there and came to Halifax, back to Halifax, and worked in the area of recreation in Sackville, which is a community just outside of Halifax, about 10 kilometers. And that's where I worked for 20 years.